Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, you and I have always had a tendency to sort of look out for the, for lack of better words, the underdogs.
The little guys.
The little guys. The guys that are overlooked. And, you know, one of the grapes, which is sort of one of them, is a grape called Petite Syrah, which, by the way, is anything but petite.
It's not really Syrah
it's
either.
It's not really Syrah. Where the hell did that come from?
Oh, you know, great names. Who knows? It's identical to Darif, which is a minor grape in the south of France. But it was, you know, brought over to California when they were bringing all sorts of things and planting them kind of haphazardly. It's commonly referred to as pet, and they love their pet. And, you know, they love growing. It grows very well up there. The wines really do merit some attention.
I think so.
They've come a long way. They're not... The bunch that I tasted bear no resemblance to the old, really rustic, tumble-down type of wines I used to taste, but they're interesting. Here's my a review of some of the recent ones. Here's one called Pet Petite, made by Michael David. And you got to look for the goofy kind of circus label on it with a big elephant or something like that, you know. But this was a really, really nice wine. Big jammy wine, tons of field herbs and blueberry pie on the nose. On the palate, I was getting sweet damson plum, which is a nice, really, really nice flavor. Dark earthy notes, a touch of black pepper in the finish. But frankly, I thought it was just about impossible to distinguish this wine from Australian Shiraz.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was built that way. So I have some reservations about that. But here was one that certainly was very distinguishable. Marietta's Petite Syrah, Alexander Valley, $24 for this one. Very dark red purple, the aroma really strong on candied violets with cherry tobacco ash and other things going on the nose. The flavors were based on black fruit jam and they finished like with buttery biscuits. And the wine had personality. It was informal. It was less tightly wrapped than a Australian Shiraz. So for those reasons, I really liked it a lot. One that I thought made quite an impression was from J. Lower, their Tower Road Petite Syrah from Paso Robles, 2011, $23. The same really dark colors on these wines. They all are. But just an impressive layer of flavors. It starts with tart black cherry, tart red apple, and peppery oak component on it, and it has a long, slightly bitter finish. And despite the tartness, there is it's just this underlying black fruit sweetness that works as a counterpoise to
right.
it.
So
really, really. A little tension going on, a lot of fun. And that's, again, the kind of thing I enjoy quite a bit. I bought this one because I've tried some of their other wines, and I was very, very impressed. This is the Earthquake Petite Syrah from Lodi, 2012, $29. Again, all of these have been slightly different. The Earthquake is the most expressive, but is also the most interesting. Rather than a fruit bomb approach, it had a far more nuanced approach to the fruit. And it backed off the fruit. The tannins were very, very mild. In comparison, the acidity, which held it all together, was really lovely. And the flavors that emerged were really wonderful. Tart, dark cherry, bitter briar, a touch of smoke, and a finish that was reminiscent of quinine, just a touch of bitterness
wow.
to it. So these are really nice things, really very well balanced. And I think it was the balance that really sold me on this wine. Earthquake Petite Syrah. I'll put all these on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.